We're going to wait. It's just because it's just a tape recording. That's all it is.
Okay. Today's date is January 9th, 2006. Time by my watch is 12:42 p.m. I'm here at the Simon Youth Foundation at the Palm Beach Mall, 1840 Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. Present in the room is myself, Detective Jerry Carey with the Town of Palm Beach Police Department, Detective Nick Caristo of the Palm Beach Police Department. And could you state your name for the record? Mm. Can you spell your last name for me? Okay, and your date of birth is? Okay. The purpose of today's meeting is to discuss what, as you know, I'm investigating a case involving an individual you may know as Jeff or Jeffrey Epstein from Palm Beach. Based on my investigation, I know that you may have some information pertaining to this case. Before you tell me as to what happened, will you just raise your right hand for me? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or else you got?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me from the beginning, how did you meet Mr. Epstein?
Well, my friend told me that she was modeling for Jeffrey and said that he was paying money to model there.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and we had dinner. And then he took me into a room, and at first he went in with me, and then she started rubbing his legs, and he told me to do that, told me to massage him, and I didn't know what to do, so I just did it. And tell me to do certain things, like take some clothes off and just things that were not right, and I knew that I should have told somebody, but I didn't. And he threatened me that if I told anybody, then bad things would happen, and so I continued not to tell.
That you were going to model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you got, she drove you there?
No, we took a cab.
You took a cab?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember what cab company?
Yellow cab.
It was yellow cab?
Yeah. I know the number of things like that.
No, I've got a yellow cab company. All right. When you got in, how were you introduced to this individual?
He came out and into the main entrance of his house, and we were just talking. He just introduced me. He was telling me about some stuff, and then he proceeded to take me upstairs.
Was this during the daytime or evening out?
It was evening. I think around like 4 or 5 maybe, because I remember eating.
They made dinner for you, or some kind of meal?
Yeah.
What did he tell you? What kind of conversations did you guys have?
I got to know him at first, and he was just telling me about, like, what he does for a living, and,
What did he tell you he did for a living?
I don't really remember. I can't tell you.
How long ago did you first go there?
May, end of May, early June.
Of last year?
Yeah.
Last year, you mean 2005 or 2004?
2004.
Four?
Oh, yeah, 2004. I think. I don't remember.
Okay. They took you upstairs, so what kind of, can you describe what you saw when you walked upstairs? Or?
Yeah. It was from his bedroom leading into another room, and then it was the massage table there. And that's when I knew something was up, because that didn't sound right to me. And then afterwards, I took and she was just like, hopefully she didn't know what to say. Like, she, I think she thought that I was willing to go there and do that. Like, I don't know what she was thinking. I don't know why she would bring me into that. Obviously, she was helpless or something. I don't know, she needed help. Maybe that's why she got me there, that she, because she didn't know what to do, and I really couldn't tell you why she got me there.
Okay.
But
the very first time you went there, you said you started massaging his legs?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you naked? Or were you down to your...
No, I wasn't naked. He just... Tatum started doing it, and so I was like, well, then what's going on? And she's like, oh, this is just a part of the routine. And I said, okay, well, do we have to do it? You know, is this... And Justin said, yeah.
Okay. So you massaged his legs. You were completely clothed when you were doing this? Okay. What happened next?
And he told me to take my clothes off, and,
Did you stay in undergarments, or were you completely naked?
No, I stayed in undergarments.
Bra and panties, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I know this is hard.
I didn't have a bra on, yeah.
Okay. No bra, just panties?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know this is hard for you to talk about, okay? I just want you to know I have talked to a lot of other girls, and I am very aware as to what happened in the house, okay? So I don't want you to feel bad or...
Yeah, I don't freak out like that. I'm okay now.
Okay. Okay, what kind of panties were you wearing at that time? Can you remember?
Mm-hmm. No idea.
Okay.
Probably
a thong. Okay. What transpired next?
Then he says, okay, that's it for today, and I'll see you again. And he told me that if I didn't go back, then there would be problems, because he would think that I told on him, and that, you know,
Okay, let me back you up. You're standing there in your undergarments, mm-hmm. and your panties.
Mm-hmm.
You're massaging his leg.
Mm-hmm.
What else transpired from there?
That's it.
That's it? You mm-hmm. just massaged his leg?
Oh, then when I was in dress, then he told me to, rub his nipples.
Rub his chest?
Yes, rub his chest. And
okay, was he doing anything?
No, not at first. And then I told him, don't touch me, and he said, why? And I was like, because I don't like this. That means it's like, I just want to go home. And then he threatened me, and I don't know, I was just scared. Because I know he's a very rich man. He did have somebody, I don't know.
Did he try to touch him? With his hand?
He did touch him.
He did touch you?
Yeah.
Did he touch you in your vaginal area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did he touch you? Was it...
It was externally, it wasn't internal.
Okay, it was just on the outside? Over the panties?
No.
Under the panties? Okay. Did he touch your breast?
But there was no, his penis didn't go anywhere near me. None of that happened.
Did he use any toys on you?
Don't remember
any massagers, vibrators?
I don't remember.
Okay. Where was doing all this?
In the other room. You sent her out.
You sent her out?
I don't. Like, I told her before she left to call the cops, and she didn't. So I knew there was something going on, you know, but it was disgusting, really.
I know this is hard. I know this is hard.
And I feel so bad now for those other girls. Like, I could have just got that old stuff. And
did he masturbate during the time that he was doing this? Is that yes?
Yes.
Did he have you touch him? Aside from rubbing his chest, I mean, did, no? Mm. What prompted to stop the massage?
I don't know.
Did he climax?
Yeah, he like leaned towards me and then climaxed and that was it.
How did he, did he have a towel on him? Was he naked?
He, right before, like for the massage, he was in the shower in the room, like there was a shower in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrapped a towel around him so he could not lay on the table. So, and then he put his hands under the towel. Like he didn't expose it to me.
Okay. So you didn't see him climax, in other words, you're assuming based on how he finished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was that the only time you went there?
No.
You had called the police as to what had happened to you?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
Afterwards, he had one of his employees drive us home, so we couldn't really talk about it on the way home. And he specifically dropped her off at her house and me at my house. Like, he didn't let us go to each other's house. And so I called her afterwards and I said, why would you bring me? I was crying, and I was like, and she said, because you're my only hope. I don't have anything else. I don't know what else to do. And I was just like, okay, then we won't go back. And he said no, because he has my number. And he said that he'll call the cops and get us in trouble, and that it's our fault why this is going on. And
did you know how old he was?
I don't know.
Did you tell him?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Did you tell him that you were in high school, or? Mm-hmm. Did you tell him which high school you went to?
Mm-mm. At dinner.
Do you remember the employee who drove you home?
Mm-hmm. He was foreign. And from then on, he would call me and tell me to come in. And I there were plenty of times I think about not coming in, but somehow they would get the numbers to where I am and call me and tell me to come in. Like, I wouldn't pick up my phone and they'd call me from the number. If I was at my friend's house, they'd call me at my friend's house. I don't know how I got the numbers. I don't know how they did that, but they did.
Okay, so, yeah. And that's who is one of his employees?
I think it was the secretary. She sat at dinner too with us.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll call you and arrange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What? How would you get there after that first time?
A cab.
Each time you go with a cab?
Yeah, either that or same employee was coming at me.
Okay.
He never made any threats or anything wrong.
How many times did you say you went to the house?
3 or 4.
Okay.
And the same thing happened each time.
Happened, you would go down to your panties and then provide the massage?
Mm-hmm.
And he would touch you?
Yep.
Touch you where?
The place that I mentioned earlier, the my body.
That you've gone, did he ever introduce any kind of vibrator or sex toy or anything like that?
I don't remember.
Did he ever go inside you?
No.
Always stay on the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had your panties on, how did he rub your vagina area?
Was it painless?
Over the panties or under the panties?
Under.
How would he?
And over.
How would he? Would he move the panties to one side or would he remove the panties?
The first time he just stood over the panties and the second time he took down my panties.
Did you ever bring anyone to the house?
A girl asked me if she could go to the house because she was willing to voluntarily do it. And I said, okay, well, if you really want to do that, then come. For money.
What was this girl's name?
Do I have to answer that?
I'd like you to. How much were you paid each time you went to the house?
$200.
Each time?
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever told to bring friends?
Mm-hmm.
By whom?
Jeffrey or both.
Both asked you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from, what was her name? Did you ever bring anybody?
No. Never.
Okay. Did you ever go?
Yeah.
Did you make any money for bringing?
Yeah.
How much did you make for bringing?
$100.
$200?
Yeah.
Back. She didn't go back, she just went that one time?
Mm-hmm. Actually, after that, I lost, communication with her. I stopped talking to her. Never saw her after that again.
Okay. You've only been to the house 3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
Were you given any gifts? iPods, aside from the money, any gifts or anything like that?
He offered to take me to a ballet, but
locally? Did you ever go on any trips with him, anywhere?
No. Would you? I said, would you?
No. Why did you keep going back if you didn't want to go back?
so scared. I don't know what to do. I was afraid that he was going to harm my family.
Did he say that he would harm your family?
No, but he made threats to start something, bad things would happen if I told anybody.
Like what?
And he never said.
Would he say this every time you went?
Yeah, he would ask me if I told anybody, and then he'd ask me if I'm lying, and that he knows I'm lying, and he never, like battery or anything, none of that ever happened, but...
Did he ever hurt you?
No. Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. Hurt my whole esteem, my brain, my heart, everything. Nothing physically, but mentally, yeah.
Were you confined to the, each time you went, was it during the daytime or the evening hours?
I think I went there, I don't know, probably the mid-afternoon, four maybe, I don't know. She would call my phone 30 times a day, continuously.
My dad, when was the last time she tried to reach you?
It continued for a while, even after I completely stopped going. I got away from him. He said that I was fine now, that I didn't have to come back if I didn't want to, and that if I would tell somebody or... or call the police, then he would, then that would never happen.
When was the last time you were there?
I couldn't tell you. I tried to block it out of my memory as best as I could.
Did you say in the last 6 months?
No. Probably more than a year ago.
More than a year ago? You haven't been back to the house more than a year ago?
Mm-mm.
Have you talked to...
No, I saw her on my birthday. We went and watched fireworks together, and she was pregnant, and I haven't got there since. We didn't discuss it, it wasn't brought up.
What school were you going to during that time?
I believe it was during the summer.
During the summer?
Yeah.
And you're finishing up here?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to ask you just a few questions directly, okay?
Yeah.
Was there any ever any intercourse?
No.
Oral?
No. He had me get on top of him one time. And move around like intercourse, but it wasn't actual and actually putting himself beside me.
Okay. Were you with panties on or without panties on?
Yes.
With panties on. Was there ever any oral sex?
No.
No? Each time you went, did he massage your vagina area?
Yeah.
Your breasts?
Yeah.
Your buttocks?
Yeah.
Did he ever penetrate your buttocks?
He asked me if I wanted him to, and I said, don't put him to that.
Your buttocks area or your vagina area? And by, he was going to enter it with his fingers?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he ever bring out a massager or?
I don't
know. So aside from the 3 or 4 times, you never went back with anyone else?
Mm-hmm. One time I went and then I left.
Did you have a cell phone back then? No?
He called my dad's house.
He would call your dad's house?
And my mom's house. And he would call from 5 to 2 directly. And he would always call, so he would call a lot. And then A couple times he called from his
phone
line.
Do you still have the numbers on your phone?
I raised it, and like I said, I tried to block it out, and then
Does your cell phone number begin with a
Talked to her.
Okay. Sorry,
before.
No, it's okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and conclude the statement at this time. It's 1:16.